Okay, Tim Barron is with us. He is with the Gladstone Brave Box, and great week in Texas. How you doing, Tim?
We're tired. Still traveling home for Illinois right now, but we had a fantastic week.
Well, tell me about the how it went. First of all, what were the kids building, and how did the robot hold up throughout the competition?
Yeah, the robot we've been working on all year, designed to pick up some foam rings and shoot them into targets and climb at the end of the match. We worked on it all year, and it performed very nicely during the competition. It's been a long season. We must have played over 60 matches with it, and it's a very durable robot. We said to do some routine maintenance here and there, and a couple of little small breaks on things that were designed to break to keep bigger things from breaking. We took care of that, but other than that, the kids did fantastic this week. Robot performed well too.
So tell our listeners exactly how good the kids did do and the rankings at the end. You had quite a nice winning streak there.
Yeah, we had to play 10 matches. We started off, we had some tough matches up front. We did a few adjustments, and then the kids ended up winning seven matches in a row to finish 8-2, which was pretty good. We ended up ranked seventh on our court out of 75 teams. They're from all over the world. We had some teams from Israel, Turkey, Hawaii's not another country, but they're from a long ways away. So we got to meet a lot of different people. By being seventh, we were the team captain, so we got to pick teams and make it to the finals. We picked a team from North Carolina, one from San Diego, and another one from Minnesota to play with us. We won our first match in finals, and then it's double elimination. We had lost two to go out after that, but what happened again to us was we lost to the eventual champion of our court, just like happened at Michigan State 2 weeks ago. So some would say we finished in second place on our court, but maybe some wouldn't. But it happened twice to us this season. So it was tough, but still very proud of what our kids and mentors and a robot were able to do.
And last question, Tim, what was the experience like? You've been involved in robotics a long time. For you, what was it like? And what was it like for the kids? They, like you said, put a lot of time in.
Yeah, the mentors and I were talking the other day, like when we started the first weekend in January, we just started on a dead-off sprint and meeting almost every day of the week, all the way up to, you know, when we leave for Worlds. And all of a sudden, like yesterday, we lost our second match, robot is done. So it's like a sprint, and all of a sudden, boom, it's done, and then... But anyway, the season was just fantastic. We had a few seniors, but by and large, a lot of sophomores on the team, and they had to step into roles that were unfamiliar to them this year. And we had some really good leadership come out of the kids, and I was super happy about that. We were on the road for a total week. We left last Sunday and are going to get back this Sunday, so it's a long time to be on the road together. Went to Galveston for a beach day on Tuesday. They got a little fun before we got to work, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday was all jam-packed, longest days you could ever experience. but it was a lot of fun, and the kids had a lot of fun, and sad to lose, but we had a fantastic season, so we're going to go into the off-season thinking about all the good times.
Well, congratulations, Tim, to you and the kids, That's great for the community, great for the school, and I know kids will be back at it again next year.
Yep, I think I got one more year left in me, so yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yep.